Welcome to the Best of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
Number 2.
Monster Face, Monster Face. Tasty Time. Coos Bag. Burn the dildos in the field. Boom.
Heart just death.
Baked.
Eh, go down. Scroll, faggot.
I don't think any of that's factually accurate.
No, I think all of it is.
They just make it like a Mad Lib?
No, it's not a Mad Lib.
Is it like they just...
No, this isn't a Mad Lib. Nick is famous for spamming the patent office. He submitted at least 7,696,449 ideas, most involving giant robots and flying saucers. His lesser inventions include the steam engine, the light bulb, time, gravitation, the radio in your face, Marconi, the Tesla turbine, several experimental AIs, a vibrator for splitting planets in half, and its small rendition for knocking down buildings, a death ray capable of destroying 10,000 planes at a distance of 250 miles, a telephone repeater, a leap phasing tool known as the Tesla box, a Tesla coil, for K-lining...
What is the 1337? What the fuck is that?
That's leet.
The hell does that mean?
Leet. It's leet speak for leet. Elite. Okay, you see that PHR40K...
Yeah.
One, that's...
Freaking?
Freaking, yeah.
Yeah, but what does that
where
word
the,
mean?
Where
what
the numbers... The numbers look like other letters,
yeah,
so it's replaced.
To say it's leet speak for leet, I mean, that...
It's
you know what
speak.
That's telling us? It's like saying... That's poop speak for poop. We don't
exactly.
know what poop speak is.
Well, find a friend and the internet, and you'll find it.
You're my friend.
Okay, friend.
That's the internet.
That's, I just told
Tell
you what
me
it
what
is.
The fuck it means.
What does leet mean?
Leet. L337 looks like L... Or I'm sorry, 1337 looks like L-E-E-T.
Okay, but what is it? It's number language?
It's where you replace letters with numbers. That's called leet speak.
Actually, it'd be replacing numbers. No, yeah. You were right the first time.
The page goes
quit
on.
Quit fucking
to say
doubting
that,
me, you whore.
That Tesla invented X-Men member Storm.
Yeah.
The mechanical diarrhea inducing bull.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Antibacterial soap on a rope.
Meatspin.com.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever been to Meatspin.com? Go to Meat.
I love Meatspin.com.
I'm not going to scroll down while you read an entire web page.
Yeah, we're doing
it. Hey, guys, go to Encyclopedia Dramatica.com.
No, this is the start of the new series. This is the start. This is the first one.
We're going to read other people's shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look, your dad reads shit.
No, we read him questions, and he answers them.
Well, we give
there,
questions.
Are you going to put some spin in what we learn here, or
should
are you
I
going to read this?
Should I have
for the sake of reading?
Invented Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Where was that one down? Go down. Move down.
Okay, we're going down. See also science. Do you want to read the whole web page on science?
I can.
Okay.
Do it.
Let's do it.
We'll do it, faggot.
We'll just read web pages. Hey, Jesse.
Yes.
Let's go to the
Nobody
USA
ever goes
Today.
To Encyclopedia Dramatica,
and
though.
We'll start the new segment. Jesse reads today's headlines.
Dun, dun,
dun. Da, da, da. Wait, where's the coach theme? That could be Jesse reads the headlines.
Why don't you pop in a DVD?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we have never done anything remotely creative.
Sure we do. We talk for an hour about
yeah.
stuff that we're talking about. We don't read web pages.
Yeah, but we do
oh.
pretty much the exact...
Oh.
Should I strangle you with this microphone cord?
Woman who called Obama a hottie tells her story.
What a fascinating story I'm sure that is.
Oh, my God. Jesse, read some more headlines. This is our new segment. I'm so excited about this.
Robin Hood rips off filmgoers. That's right, Ro.
Whatever happened to robbing from the rich?
Okay,
in the
don't
HFL
like it.
Fantasy
okay,
League.
I can
Robin
leave
Hood
if you
sucks.
Want me to leave. Did you want me to go?
No, we're having fun.
No, I'll go. Did you want me to go?
You
want to
leave?
Yeah, I'll go.
Why do you want to go?
If you're going to fuck with me, I can just leave.
That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah, well, I can... Did you want me to go?
No, I'm having fun. You're not having fun?
No, not really.
Napier's not having fun.
He took offense to the fact that you didn't think his idea was funny.
Well, you could just say that, no, we're not going to do that.
No,
instead of being a dick.
We did it.
Yeah, and then you decide to fuck with me.
Well, yeah.
Did you want me to go?
No.
I can
leave.
You
want to fuck with me?
No.
We can fuck.
No. I can go, though. I can leave.
Maybe you're just getting mad.
Of course.
Don't look at me.
Why are you getting mad?
You're fucking with me. Did you want me to go?
Maybe you've known me for 10 years. I fuck with you every time.
Okay,
I see
I'll go. You have a good day.
Napier's leaving.
Napier's leaving.
Have a good day.
I'm kind of sad.
I mean, wow, we had our first fight of the podcast. He's gone.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Now Mike's dad answers random questions on Yahoo Answers. If you have a dream about someone, do they dream about you too?
Depends on how big your pecker is. The more you got for a pecker, the more they dream about you.
And this has been Mike's dad answers random questions on Yahoo Answers.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That was a good one.
I think we ought to do Napier's drunk mom answers random Yahoo questions.
We gotta
get her really shitty first. In that one test show we did, and your mom was in the background. Yeah, those vampires are faggots!
Oh, God.
She
can be worse than I am.
Yeah.
I swear to you, she can be.
Yeah. Maybe that's our next... I got a stockpile here. Maybe we'll mix it up, and maybe we'll get some... Napier's mom answers.
Do you think we could get
her to do that? Maybe.
Probably it'll have to be heavily edited, though. I'm trying to embarrass nobody.
Bleep it?
What? No, not bleep it, but splice it so
take it
some of the horrible stuff is taken out.
Or maybe we'll do it in reverse. Serial killer DB and ends. S, you know, style.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, Ms. Apier's sister.
Ah.
Yeah. And Diz A. Biz Earns.
Yeah. Those were always fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, I don't know. This is usually the point of the show where we do Napier karaoke, but Napier said he doesn't want to do Napier karaoke.
My throat hurts when I do that. It hurts so bad. If Napier
wants to retire from Napier karaoke.
If you give me a karaoke to do, I have to approve it first.
And you know, at this point, I almost feel bad asking him to do it because Laura said that I don't treat Napier like a friend. I treat him like a...
Why don't you just give me a song that I would actually sing instead of... that goddamn fucking song about...
That's funny, though.
Maybe I need to get Chris and Nick to redo Napier's bio because they call him a space alien, and that's offensive.
That's true.
We don't want to offend Napier. He'll get mad.
Fuck you, faggot.
Steve encounters a hobo. Steve has a very unique approach to hobos, and that is he asks them why he should give them money.
Yeah.
And he engages in conversation...
That's not that rude.
Well, he engages in conversation with hobos that generally aren't very nice. It happens. But this particular hobo was wearing a Dallas Cowboys football jersey inside out.
Yep.
And so Steve, he was drunk, and he was asking the hobo, what you know, player is on your Dallas Cowboys jersey? And the hobo said, you know, oh, it's Emmett Smith. And Steve says, I don't believe you. And he takes the hobo's hat off and tries to pull his jersey up over his head.
What?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Seriously? Why?
So the hobo gets really angry.
I would understand why.
Yeah, the hobo gets really angry, and he says, you don't do that, man. You don't touch my hat. It's about respect.
So did Steve get a lesson in respect from a homeless man?
Yes.
Asking for change?
Yes. And I don't know if Steve ended up giving him a change or not. Probably not. But he did learn a valuable lesson about, hobos.
Yeah. Not all of them are rude.
Yeah. And when he did this, we immediately thought of a song about, you know, the laws of hobos.
There's a song about the laws of hobos?
Have you never heard the hobo song?
Gas, grass, or ass?
All right, here we go.
Don't touch a hobo's hat. It's called respect. Don't touch that hobo's fucking hat. If I can't give you advice, it's that you don't touch a hobo's hat. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Steve. Don't touch that fucking hobo's motherfucking hat. It's called respect. Hey, hey, guys, seriously. You see a hobo, and he's wearing a hat. Don't touch his hat. Yeah. Why? It's about respect. I mean, it is. Amen, brother.
Yeah, so let that be a lesson to you. You know,
don't you touch that hobo's hat.
I can't believe you never heard that.
Never.
That's some back in the day shit. God, how long ago was that? That was probably a year and a half ago.
Well, that's not back in the day shit.
Well,
it's
I mean,
like last
us,
week.
You know, I mean, time goes fast. You know, that's like that dumbass broad on a The View saying she doesn't know that the world isn't flat.
Oh God!
Yeah,
shouldn't you just be immediately drawn and quartered for saying
you
that?
You shouldn't be allowed to be on TV. Certainly.
Of course not.
I mean, like, that's a show where like they give their opinions and like, you know,
right?
I mean, like, would you ever take anything she ever said seriously?
No.
Again, you're like. Fucking madness, how do they work? 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 Fucking madness, how do they work?
He looks so serious when he says it too. It's like,
look at the look, like when you look into his eyes, you can see that there's nothing fucking there.
Except wonder.
Except wonder and amazement at the fucking lights that he turns on every fucking day. Oh, how does electricity work? I can't see it going through there. And the copper wires?
Must be
magic. They're solid. What's going through them? Not electricity. How is it going to...
Magic.
Fucking magnets. How do they work? Must be magic.
I really wish I could live in that kind of wonderful world where... Everything around me is magic and
the last
just
time
great
I
things.
Saw ICP, the fat one came in. I think they were on Howard. The fat one came in and he had a whole roll of duct tape, and he had duct taped one of his fists, and he was just walking around with like a big duct tape, like a
bettering Ram's hand. And like,
why?
It wasn't really explained. Like, you know, they asked him there, why.
Can we agree that that's probably the biggest two retards ever?
They're probably up there. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, they come to St. Louis every year, and every year they sell that place out.
That's ridiculous.
Well, there's a lot of really dumb fucking white trash in this town.
Shouldn't would anyone be opposed to just like blowing up the count? Like, let's. Hey, free ICP concert.
Yeah.
Come on in. Free ICP and the Yin Yang Twins. The Yin Yang Twins and ICP are given, but only to true fans. Or will they be there? And then they'll
blow it up. You have to have that hatchet man on your car.
Yes.
I see that hatchet man all the time, and I'm thinking, oh, God.
You know what makes me really sad?
Do you know who is opening for ICP when they come?
No.
I saw it advertised. They're going to be at Pops. Coolio. I shit you not. Coolio is opening for ICP.
The little hatchet man makes me sad. Do you know why the little hatchet man makes me sad?
I'd love to hear it.
Apparently somebody... It was like a bunch of really big ICP fans, like these two people. From what I understand, I might be wrong. Now, keep in mind, I don't know the full story, and I might be wrong. From what I understand, this guy and this girl were really big ICP fans, along with really heavy drug addicts. And as heavy drug addicts do, sometimes they fuck, and they forget to put on condoms or take birth control pills.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
So... they had this kid,
how'd a condom
and,
work,
it, and I'm pretty sure it died from drugs somehow. Like, that's what I understood. I might be wrong. And then when they buried the little kid, they buried him in an ICP coffin with the little hatchet man on the front of the coffin.
Kiss coffins.
Yeah.
I would be buried 10 times in a kiss coffin.
Yeah.
For babies. Little baby kiss coffins, though.
Probably, I'm sure they do.
ICP
kiss everything. Oh, by the way. Fucking magnets, how do they work? Fucking magnets, how do they work?
Fucking magnets, how do they work? Yeah. Good times.
Yeah?
It was awesome.
Oh, now, you mean like using the wipe down stuff?
Yeah, like stain and whatnot.
Gotcha.
You look extra fat today.
I haven't been doing anything for a goddamn week. I've been sitting in my home, not talking, and just staring at a goddamn computer.
I know that's
screen.
A mean thing to say, but
I probably am.
You look fatter than you usually do.
I'm fat as hell right now.
Like, is your shirt tighter than it?
Yeah,
usually?
My shirt's tight.
Is it a tighter shirt?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It's a tighter.
Yeah, well,
it looks like it's tighter pants too. It looks like you're just about ready to like Hulk right out of them clothes.
No, the pants are fine. It's the shirt.
I wouldn't say Hulk.
Well,
but
you
I get your point.
The equivalent.
I could jiggle out of these fucking things.
Yeah.
Or become like Flubber and just ooze through them.
Every time you
bones
call
and all.
My phone, like the picture, that picture that Chris took of you in your cup with your big gut hanging out and your tits and stuff.
Yeah.
It just makes me giggle. I almost can't answer the phone when you call.
Is that why it almost takes you to the last ring to ever answer that phone?
Usually, yeah, because I'm just looking at that picture and go, man. That's a big, big dude.
And it was fantastic. Don't get me wrong. It was awesome. But it's still like, eh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, all right, it's cool. That's Jay-Z right there. You know, it's like, you know, 30 feet away from me. But it's like, still like, eh. You know, like.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I can see what you, but I mean, you know, I've seen Smashing Pumpkins like, 5 or 6 times. I've seen Candlebox like 10-12 times. I mean, there's certain bands that I enjoy seeing live.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, there was we went and saw Kevin Martin, the guy from Candlebox, at Pops, and there was like 10 people there. And it was the coolest fucking thing ever. I mean, we're sitting in a bar watching a guy that I've grown up listening to, you know, sing all the Candlebox songs and stuff. And it was really cool. And I like the atmosphere. I like hanging out and watching the show. I mean, some people, it's not for them. And, you know, whatever.
Well, it's just funny because sometimes you and Chris both like will send me texts about, hey, you want to go see a show? I'm like, no.
Completely unrelated. The term graham cracker, is there something involved in graham crackers? Like,
I ate a graham cracker randomly that I found in my car today. It was still in the plastic, and
yeah.
So it had tasted weird because it's been in the sun, I guess. But does graham cracker? Did somebody invent a graham cracker that was named Graham, or is there a graham that is involved in the graham cracker?
Like a graham the weight, or a graham like the person?
Like, is graham a thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is in graham crackers?
Yeah, and it's got some... I didn't know I was going to be tested on the history of graham crackers today.
I don't know, I was just thinking about
but
that.
But yeah, no, it's actually got like a crazy history. Like, it's some religious thing where they made these graham crackers. Someone named Graham made these graham crackers as a way to, like, keep kids from screwing. That's real.
That's real?
That's real.
It has something to do with keeping kids from screwing? Like,
yes.
Eating graham crackers? They're like, oh my god, I could, you know, fuck my, you know,
but instead I'll just eat this graham
friend,
cracker. Yes.
Or I could eat this graham cracker.
Yes.
So does it have, yes, some kind of, like, sex-repressing chemical in it?
I don't know about that. It seems like if it's still, maybe at some point it did, but it seems like if it still did, people wouldn't eat them, or, like...
Yeah, probably not. And I mean,
like
I'm sure that I've eaten graham crackers and then be like, yeah, I kind of want to go beat off now. But I'm sure that's happened.
No, so obviously it's probably not a good use for it, but I do believe that's why it was invented.
Huh. That's incredible.
Aren't you glad I brought the knowledge on that?
Yeah, you did. You
There's no way you thought I was going to be able to answer that question.
No, I didn't. But I was just wondering that. I was like, is that named after the inventor of the graham cracker, or does it have some... kind of.
I don't know who the actual Graham is, though. I don't know who that is.
Hmm. Another thing that I was thinking about, and I actually wrote, not that anybody cares, but I did write all this out. I wrote a blog about it. And I was thinking the other day about valet parking and how, like, if you think about it, like, stores should adopt, like, a system of valet parking. And stick with me here for a minute.
Okay.
If you just pulled up to the front of a store, threw your keys at a, you know, Mexican guy or whatever, and
right,
went in, not only I think you were talking about how in Vegas they get you in the door faster with the Jetson-esque sideways escalators,
oh, yeah,
and stuff. And not only do they get you in the door faster, but if you think about it, they're paying 16-year-old kids full wage to go pick up carts. They're paying a greeter.
Sure.
To, you know, stand inside the door, and basically all they do is say, hi, welcome to Walmart. They
right,
could do away with both of those and pay a Mexican to
okay,
stand out there, and they could pay a discounted wage because, in theory, they're being tipped.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, because people that get tipped, they make less, don't they? I mean,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Waiters and stuff, yeah. So
yeah,
I would imagine valets would fall under that. But not only that, but it would give... like customers, like, you know, a great shopping experience. Like, oh my god, I don't even have to park my
car.
That's
exactly what I was going to bring up. Is, of course, I'm an economist. So
yeah.
So
what would be the downside?
Well,
can you think of? I mean, would there be like a bigger insurance thing?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Liability would be huge.
Yeah.
If they fuck up your car, there'd be hell to pay. But if you could find some way around it, or find some way to insure it, or whatever,
mm-hmm,
obviously, if store A has valet parking and store B doesn't,
yeah,
you would probably go to store A. And if it was like, it'd have to be basically free. Even if it's a dollar, I think people would be like, ugh.
Well, no, I would say do away with the whole thing. Don't charge for it.
Yeah.
And you know, just like have some kind of system where they, you know, you got them parking your car and picking it up and assume that they'll be tipped.
Right. Yeah, I agree
with
that. And
then, I mean, you just say, you know, hey, we'll give you $4 an hour, and then you could do away with all the people doing the carts.
Yes.
All the carts would be there all the time. Your lot would be immaculate.
True.
What would be the downside? Other than liability, can you think of a downside?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it would have to do with how much you're paying these people, but I don't know.
And the other thing...
And how many you have to have, I guess, is the other question, too, because first of all, let me say that as someone who's been to Walmart recently... That would have been super nice. Because
yeah.
It was fucking packed, and I had to park all the way to
the... Oh, yeah, the parking is crazy. That's what made me think of it. The other thing that I was thinking of is, like, me and Laura just recently got on a plane and went to Florida, and what I noticed was, like, with the airlines, how they treat their frequent flyers, their diamond members.
Right.
They treat them all fairly well and
right,
treat you know, regular flyers, like, okay, I guess you can get on the plane now, you know.
Right.
Okay, you know, everybody of any importance is on the plane, so, you know, section D, you can board now.
Right.
And, you know, they have a separate line and all that. What I was thinking was to, like, the Best Buy Reward Zone program where, you know, you spend a certain amount and they send you a $5 coupon. When you go in to buy something at Best Buy, you're spending more than $5. So that $5 coupon, you save up to get those. Hey, that's great. But it you know, makes you want to shop at Best Buy and buy all your bullshit at Best Buy so that you get the $5 coupons, which is win-win for them because then you bring your $5 coupons in and spend more money. So what I was thinking is, why don't more people do that, and why doesn't it go to parking? Why don't grocery stores have, you know, frequent shopper cards that allow you to park in the first 8 spots of any parking lot? And then, you know, and then when you're coming home from work, you're like, fuck, I need bread. You're like, I could stop at 7-Eleven, get a $2 loaf of bread.
Right.
Or I could stop at the place so I can get my frequent shopper shit so that next time I need a bunch of groceries, I can, you know, park in the first 8 rows.
Interesting. I like
could
that.
Could they even enforce that?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, it's probably not, but people wouldn't do it. It's like those expectant mother parking.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, there's no way to prove it. But I mean, maybe like you would have like a little thing up front, and they could, you know, issue. I guess they couldn't issue.
No, they couldn't issue tickets.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's an interesting idea.
I like it.
But more people should do that reward thing because. I mean,
what's your deal with parking today? Did you have a bad experience?
I've had issues with parking lately. It seems like I'm just having to park farther and farther away, and I've been getting lazier and lazier. So I'm like, you know what? If there was some way to make the streamline this, that would be awesome.
Right.
But I haven't really come up with any other than those two. But yeah, I mean, with the valet, I think that would be genius.
I like it.
Could somehow work it out.
I like it. Well, you got to get a store that's ready to do it. The problem is that it really would have to be a big store, because even like I was thinking, like that seems like a Trader Joe's type thing. But
oh God,
those parking lots aren't that big usually. It's like,
no,
man.
Yeah.
You'd have to be like a Walmart or something.
I went there the other day. It was such a hoity-toity, up-their-own-ass experience. Like, everything has their name on it. I'd never been there before. I didn't like it. It bothered me.
I like Trader Joe's.
Do you?
It's definitely up-their-own-ass. They definitely smell their
big
own
time.
Parts, for sure.
Yeah.
But food's amazing. I like a lot of their shit.
We just got a couple of things, and I didn't like any of it. I got some tea there. It was pretty good, but
yeah,
it didn't take long.
No, it doesn't. In fact, that I've stopped smoking.
Yeah.
It happens quicker now.
Wow.
If I chain smoked, I guess it numbed it.
I was thinking a week or so ago that the perfect job for you would be the person that answers the phone at a suicide prevention hotline.
Really?
Well, think about this, because I mean, most people would be like, you know, bothered, like, you know, if they didn't succeed and like the guy like shot himself or something. I don't think you'd give a fuck. That's one.
You'd go through the script.
Yeah, you'd go through the script.
Hey,
you'd do
man,
your best.
You get to the level
and no, I believe that you'd be efficient at it. I believe that you would do everything you could. But if at the end the guy shot himself, I don't think you'd care.
You'd move
and
on to the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, line two.
And I think I think that you have kind of like a, you know, smooth daddy voice. I think that, you know, you could be soothing if you needed to be. I mean, unless you started talking about Coos bags and stuff, in which case they might be kind of weirded out by that. But I think that would be perfect for you. I think that if people called you in distress, you'd be the perfect person at the other end of the line. Because, you know, I'm sure that would get to a lot of people. I don't think it would get to you.
So, just to make sure, if somebody called me up and they were sad, like their girlfriend died.
Yeah.
Or, and it, you know, she was carrying his favorite puppy.
Yeah. And they both died.
And they both died.
Tragically.
Tragically.
Drunk driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, ran him over, then backed up.
I would probably say something like, you need to grow a sack.
Yeah.
And then
sack up, brother!
Exactly.
Boy, that would go terribly.
Yeah, that probably would.
Yeah, probably. Maybe you wouldn't be very good at it. But, I mean, you follow scripts and stuff, don't you?
No, I don't follow scripts.
You
I've never followed it.
No, no?
Never. Even when they say you have to say this, I don't
so
care.
So you just go by instinct.
Well,
he's an improv artist. He goes off script.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually slightly dyslexic. If I try to read off a script, it'll sound like a mumbling half-wit drinking vodka and trying to spell words.
Do you think they get paid well, or do you think they're volunteers?
Oh, they're all volunteers.
Do you think they're all volunteers?
I would say volunteers as well.
See, I mean,
nah, it wouldn't work.
Okay, here's how you can tell they're volunteers. The suicide hotline, how much does it cost?
Yeah. Do they have ads on it? Like, you know, do you have to listen to ads before you talk to somebody? Like
that? I think that might make people want to kill themselves even more.
That would
be fucking great.
Hey, before you put that shotgun in your mouth and eat a whole bunch of birdshot, before you do that, go down to the Circle K and pick up some scratchers. It might be worth it.
Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
You can get a cool-ass little Dakota ring they can find under your bed.
Well, the suicide
worker has to, like, work in product placements. He's like, hey, man, don't do it. You've got a lot to live for. Like these delicious cornflakes.
Sir?
Oh, yeah. Like, incorporated into the...
Let me call Dick real quick. I have a plan.
Sir, I know those sleeping pills are going to taste really good, but you know what tastes even better? A double down sandwich from KFC.
I guess, like, what?
Mikey.
Chris.
What's up, buddy?
I want Napier to try something, and I want you to help. Napier, I think, would be a great suicide prevention hotline technician. And so I'm going to give him the phone, and I want you to pretend like you're really depressed and want to kill yourself. And Napier's going to talk you down. Okay?
All right.
Now put it up to the microphone so that other people can hear him, you know, in his depression.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Well, hello there.
No, the microphone's on the bottom.
It's below.
It's on the bottom?
Yeah.
He's got it on speaker. Yeah, it's on
the bottom. Yeah.
Are you teaching Napier how to use a phone?
Yes, yes.
No, he's teaching me how to use this goddamn cracked-ass iPhone thing. You know they have places you can send this.
By the way.
What?
Your voice, it sounds fine.
No, he's very ill, Chris.
I can't talk for hours.
Let's do this.
I can physically speak.
Chris, get into character, goddammit.
For hours on end.
God damn it, Napier.
Yes.
The world is awful. I'm just going to shoot myself in the face.
Now, why would you want to do that?
Because why would I not want to? I have nothing to live for.
Sure you do.
I'm going to shoot myself in the face.
This is a soothing voice.
Well, wait a minute. Before you do that, have you seen Inception? You know, you can go down to that movie. No, you can go to a different movie theater, like the one on West Olive. It has a special popcorn night. You can go there right now.
It's Wednesdays.
It's Wednesdays.
That's tomorrow.
But the gun store wasn't sold out of bullets, so I'm going to shoot myself instead.
Now, before you do that, I just want to let you know that eating bullets is not good. However, the McRib is back.
The McRib is back.
Now, I know you're thinking.
You have a McDonald's
and a McRib every day this month.
For a limited time. Then you can kill yourself.
Yeah, for a limited time. I mean,
and wash that down with a delicious Coca-Cola Classic.
Now, and think about this. Next month, you might even be able to get those Shamrock Shakes from Dairy Queen. They're delicious.
Thank you, sir. You've turned my whole world around.
Wow. I thought so, too. Ta-da.
I'm going to go run in the park and sing now.
Yeah. He even incorporated products into it so that he could fund his own... Napier, that's what you need to do for us. We need to monetize this bitch.
All right, Chris, thank you.
I can't believe he didn't ask me what kind of bullets I was going to shoot myself with.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for Napier since we got him in a rare appearance here?
Any questions for Napier?
You know, like questions about life.
Yeah, I want to tell him I saw this picture on the internet today of a gym. You know, like a workout place?
Yeah.
And on the sign it said, when the aliens come, they're going to eat the fatties first.
That's probably accurate.
Well, I just want to know his thought, being probably representing both sides of this issue.
An alien and fat? Don't call Napier an alien. He'll get mad.
I never get mad at that.
Because we don't treat Napier like a friend. We treat him like a space alien.
No, that's what your girlfriend said. Yeah. That's not what I said.
All right, bye.
Yeah. That's a good one, Napier. Way to go, buddy.
Napier, put some product placements throughout the podcast. We need to show that we can do it. We need to sell ads. I wonder how you do that. Do you just, like, go to McDonald's and say, hey, man, I got a podcast.
Well,
I'll mention your product for a dollar.
Well, I think there's a regional thing.
Free McRib.
Maybe we could just get sponsored. Like, they could just, like, you know, give us coupons for plugs.
I bet I can't say bitch and faggot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You probably couldn't say bitch or faggot.
And dyke. I say dyke sometimes. Sometimes I even incorporate diesel into
what
it.
What company
would be okay
would still be okay with that?
Look at my skin. Uh-huh. Look at your skin.
What about
my skin?
Look
at my skin, and then look at your skin.
I don't want to. Get away
Take
from
a look.
Me.
Look at my skin. Look how tanned it is.
Look out
then look
the
at your skin. Look how pale it is.
A brown paper bag test.
I'm white as white.
Exactly.
I'm every day.
So look, I'm allowed to be late. Like, my people are known.
No, you're on Asian people.
Asian people always on time and, like, efficient and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, type really fast.
Your name's
I'm Filipino, man. We're like the ghetto Asians, dude. We're like...
Well, yeah, but
so
you're
the Mexicans
would be, like, you know,
like,
maybe 10 minutes late instead of an hour late. I mean, like, ghetto Asians would still be, you know...
Man, we're like the niggas of the Asian community. I'm sorry. Sorry to say, no racism, like, inferred, but... Basically, I'm a yellow nigga, you know?
Can you...
I always thought you were a banana.
What?
A banana? Bananas.
Every time I think of
banana.
You, I think of you throwing sauce on the floor that I just mopped.
that's one of my favorite Maladad stories ever.
Can't get out of there.
But I
we worked at Pizza Hut probably for three plus years, and they finally decided to put a wall separation between the customers and the cooks. So the customers couldn't actually look back and see the cooks.
Yeah, and offend our sensibilities.
Our boss was this crazy old black lady, and as soon as they put that little wall up, she gave us like a 10-minute lecture. What are you doing? Are you messing with the button? Leave the button alone. Stop even looking at the button. Don't even look at the button. Okay, so she gave us like a 10-minute lecture. She's like, baby, we're going to keep this wall clean. Ain't nobody going to mess with this wall. Don't write on the wall. Don't put your nasty hands on the wall. Leave the wall alone. This wall is going to stay clean. Just for 10 minutes, on and on, about how the wall is going to stay clean.
And she threatened to fire the first person who put shit on it.
So she had opened that day. She left at 5
God.
O'clock. O'clock. I had closed that day. Fucking Mark Balladad walks up with, like, what do you say? That's like a 4-gallon bucket of sauce.
Yeah, but there's only 1 gallon in it. Yeah, it was a 1/4 full bucket of sauce.
Big ass bucket of sauce.
Yeah.
And he's just like, making his weird Mark Balladad sounds. Fucking chucks this bucket of sauce at the wall. First fucking day we got it. I mean, like, she just got done bitching.
And had to christen
it. She probably wasn't even out of the parking lot yet.
Had to be christened, you know?
And Balladad tosses a gallon of sauce on it.
And it was the look on his face that was the best, because he goes up, he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And everyone's face just looked, and then everyone was just like, oh, fuck. Wow. That's awesome.
Or when,
totally doing this.
When we got that CD player from we didn't have a CD player or anything. So we get the CD player from Service Merchandise. Service Merchandise was closing. Dude I knew worked there. Just says, hey, come up here and get some shit. You know, we're closing. You could take a cartload of shit. Who cares? And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, managers know about it. We're just, you know, throwing shit out the door. I'm like, okay. So I went up there and got a CD player for the cooks. That was the only reason for the CD player. I thought the cooks could bring CDs. We could, you know, rock out, whatever. We fucking had it, like, a couple of weeks. Balladad takes it out by the power cord, swings it around like Tarzan, slams it against the brick wall.
Yeah.
We said, What the fuck did you do that for?
That thing was a piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, but now we can't listen to CD.
Oh, no, dude. That was Drunks Radio. That was Mark Lang. Mark Lang, that was your friends with.
Yeah.
No, you did that to the you did it twice.
Are you serious?
You did it like a half or once.
I don't remember that.
A month later, I get a new
one. I'm sure there's probably a lot of things you don't remember.
That is just my friend Drunks, and he's just like, yeah, just, you know, you can have it up there. And I was just like, yeah, I'll just leave it up there. No big deal. I'll give you plenty of pizza. You can leave your shit up here. It's no big deal. Nothing's going to happen to it. What's it going to do? I come home. I come to the work the next day, and I just see little pieces of radio all over the place.
Oh, shit.
I end up talking to Joey or whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, Mark Belladad swung it again, threw it up against the wall. Again.
That was a piece of shit, dude.
What are you doing?
What the hell's wrong with me?
And this is exactly what he said. He goes, dude, it was a piece. Get over it.
That wasn't even mine.
You're an ass. And he was like, I really don't understand why you're getting so upset, Mark.
Like,
I'm trying to get all political. I'm like, get the fuck out of my
Wouldn't
face.
That be a great show on MTV? Just like Mark Belladad with a sledgehammer going into people's houses and, like, raiding their shit. You'd be like, this is not of quality. And just, like, breaking it with a hammer and be like, you know, you need to get a better stereo.
Obviously, you don't know taste.
No, he fucking half-lifes it with just a fucking crowbar. Going in there with a fucking jumpsuit on. Just like, fuck this shit. Bang, dead. Fuck you.
How old is this blender?
Wow.
You need a new blender. This is a piece of shit. Do you remember when Mark Belladad dented the humongous dough roller that spun around?
You know, like, did he dent that?
Yeah.
Dent that.
You put a personal pan in there and turned it on.
Oh, yeah, I remember you used to put pans in there and then, like,
and then
hide from
day.
It and turn it on high. And
it's probably, like, Friday night. I'm closing. Mark Belladad's my closing driver, and... You know, everything's going smooth. We're on time to get out of here. Like, you know, a little past close. All of a sudden, Mark Belladad comes over. He's like, this would be great. And I said, what's that? And he picks up this thing. And I'm like, I'm already saying no. No. Don't do it. And he just fucking launches this thing like 20 feet all the way down the aisle. It bounces all over the place. And Mark Belladad's like, oh.
Like in his apartment building. He gets to walk by him every day, like when he's going to work, smiling, all happy.
But they don't know he's him because he was wearing the mustache.
No, they know it's him.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they
but
know.
They can't prove it.
Yeah, no. The entire time they know it's him.
But then like they wouldn't be so happy, you know, when it's time for regular Dave.
Yeah, but eventually Dave goes and rapes the entire cast. Like
also, eventually everybody's getting raped.
Eventually everybody gets AIDS, and Dave gets, you know, his dick in him, and like towards the end of it, they're all like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, hey, everybody, didn't know it was you.
I was in character.
Yeah, sorry. I was donning my superhero outfit, and well, I'll be damned if there wasn't some collateral damage.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, ding, 8:30, he's like, 8:30,
like,
I guess.
He's got one of those digital watches.
Yeah.
And, like, it goes beep, 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 beep. He's like, I gotta use the restroom.
Yeah, just... He takes off his shit, puts on his cape, and then starts raping the fuck out of her. And then at the end, like, you
give away, like, the whole movie.
Like, from the... It's pretty much... They don't tell you too much about the beginning, but it's the entire middle and end is just fucking ruined.
Well, no, this is... Yeah, the
DVDs. I mean, you can attest to this many...
A lot. Gonna need gas to put in that car, right? You know how much money...
You're scaring away your hair?
Yeah, like more...
Because, I mean, you just go... on your phone, I just went...
You know, like, I don't like your prices. I don't like your call quality.
You think about it.
Yeah, you don't...
Except there's a wacky guy with a cape running at you at full speed.
And you're like, is that Dragon Force? Boom!
Boom.
Boom, I think, dick in the butt.
I think a good addition to Rape Dave would be like, you know, and Say Anything when John Cusack's, you know, holding up the boombox...
Yep.
You know, like outside the window and playing the Peter Gabriel song, and she's like, oh, yeah, Peter Gabriel, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I love Peter Gabriel, and he's wearing a trench coat. He's so dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What if Rape Dave held up the boombox playing Dragon Force? Not like it was, like, you know, overdubbed into the film, but like if Rape Dave actually used Dragon Force like as his rape music in his own personal life.
Oh, that gave
like,
me an
Rape
idea.
Rape Dave just like carried around a boombox and like, you know, he had like an old school tape boombox. He hit the play button and he put that shit down and raped you.
I got an idea.
Okay.
This is how it goes down.
Okay.
You know hiking backpacks that Chris always gets with the fucking steel things in the back?
Yeah.
And is that... And then at the end, he puts on his cape and goes, gives people AIDS.
Does... Penny!
But she's an actress. That's what she's doing.
Oh, but she's awful! I hate her so much! And we're sitting around talking about Sex and the City. We're two grown heterosexual males sitting around talking about Sex and the City.
Just anyway, you know,
Eat, Pray, Love, which is equally as gay, but I'm going to get it anyway.
Yep.
This woman, this is the outline of the movie. She decides she wants to
get on it.
About people, like, up on his telephone tower, like, you know, look in people's windows and find... Like,
he's not
a
rape
belt with a big R belt buckle.
It's cape.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Huh. You don't think... Do you think people would go see our musical?
I would hope they would go see it.
I have a lot of high hopes for this. I think that it's going to be big.
Well, are we talking about, like, something we wrote, like, in a weekend and, like, went to a salvage
No, we're going to invest our all in this musical.
All of my $75?
Yes, yes. We're going to take all of our $75 is...
Yep.
And we are going to make a musical about...
Rape.
Gabe the Rapist.
Gabe? No, Dave. Rape Dave.
Dave. Rape, rape Dave. Dave?
Rape Dave.
I like Rape Dave!
It's Rape Dave.
I'm Rape Dave.
And on his cape, in like... The cape is black. But
Dave
in, but in
has
red,
a rape cape?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah! Dave has rape cape.
Letters. It says rape on there. And he's not Rape Dave. He's not Rape Dave.
With a big R belt buckle.
No, just a cod piece with an R. Like, that's where his dick goes. He unzips it, and out of the rape cod piece comes his rape dick. And he's not Rape Dave unless he puts on his cape and his cod piece. So once he puts that
what
on...
The rest of the time, he's just Dave?
Yeah, he's just Dave.
The Dave by day, Rape Dave by night?
Yeah, he's just this dude. He probably...
And he puts on his Rape Dave cape?
Yeah, and, like, he has a normal life. Like, let's say he works for AT&T, and he, like, fixes telephone lines. But... At night, when he's done working on people's telephone lines, he puts on his cape and goes gives people AIDS.
Does he, like, do work, like, during the day, like, you know, scope out people, like, up on his telephone tower, like, you know, look in people's windows and find good rape candidates?
Oh, no.
Or does he do no rape work?
No, nothing during all, like, it's that Silence of the Lambs dude where he's cutting women's skin off, like,
yeah,
like during the day he's a normal dude,
he, you
with
know,
a job,
goes
and then
on
all
a
of a sudden,
quick trip every morning,
yeah,
they know him by name,
coffee.
They're like, you know, hey Dave the AT&T guy, you know, you got your coffee, cool, huh? You get the same coffee every day, oh, you got your lottery tickets, don't forget your lottery tickets,
oh, remember and your delicious hot dogs,
and then by night,
and then he just rape. Comes home, it hits, you know, he's got like a timer on his like fucking stove. And
it goes
like,
off, and he's like, oh, time yeah. for raping.
And I was like, dang, 8:30, like, oh, all right, it's cape time.
Yep.
Time to put on the cape and the codpiece and go give some women AIDS.
Does he wear, like, the little, like, Robin mask? Like, you know, that you can still completely see his face?
No, he's got that black person thing where they, that do-rag, like, over the head.
What's so that? It doesn't cover his face at all.
No,
like,
no, no,
the
no.
wave cap?
Yeah, the wave, he's got, like, a wave cap and a fake mustache.
Is it like a really cheesy fake mustache, like obviously fake?
Oh yeah,
does
obviously.
It look like a mustache?
No, it looks fake. Like they want him to know that he didn't even try to hide his face when he was raping him.
Yeah.
And giving him AIDS.
Does he like wear like glasses or anything?
No. Just a fake mustache and a skull cap.
Huh.
That's it.
Rape Dave the Musical.
Yeah, Rape Dave. Adventures in AIDS Land, This Food's for You, whatever the fuck. And Dave breaks out into song, like, he's going in to like, work on the telephone lines, and he's so happy, he's got his little fucking belt with his tools and shit that he never fucking uses, he's just out there, like, working on the lines, like, oh, happy day!
It's
happy.
A beautiful day to go to work!
He's like in there, and like all the Quick Trip people are so nice and friendly, and like the homeless dude's out back taking a shit. And like, hey,
hello, homeless guy, I have my 17 cents change for you.
And just for fun, we'll name him Eric.
Eric the homeless guy.
The homeless guy takes a shit out of Quick Trip.
You know, Eric, you could go in and use the public restroom.
Nah, I can't. They told me I can't go in there no more if I ain't gonna buy nothing.
And the boss lady said she can smell my dick.
I'm going to go fix the telephone lines.
I can't actually think of anything for Dave. I can't actually think of anything cheery.
We need some dark, ominous music for, you know, the transformation.
Ding, 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 ding. No, we need epic music for the transformation.
Time for rape.
You know what it is? For his transformation into Rape Dave, it's like one of those fucking Dragon Force solos.
Yeah, and there's going to be like strobe lights going off.
And a fucking fog machine.
A lot of fake thunder.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's trying, like, we can't name it like AIDS Adventures because then they're going to like, oh, well, now I know the plot.
Yeah.
But it's
oh,
like
it's
going to
be a surprise?
Yeah, like he's turning into a superhero.
Like a second act surprise, like the whole time he's had AIDS and he's given everybody AIDS.
Well, no, like,
oh, man, everybody has AIDS now.
Well, like, for the first part of it, like, not like the first half, but, you know, like the first couple minutes. It's like this dude, he goes to people's houses, and he's having fun at work. And
he releases doves, like when he comes on stage.
Yeah, you can do that. And you just meet all these fun, crazy characters, and they're all singing.
They're like all kinds of happy stuff going on. Everybody's wearing poodle skirts.
Yeah, like 1950s outfits.
Yeah.
And they're all smiling and doing shit, like saying, oh, thanks, Dave. Thanks for all my delicious DSL.
And then all of a sudden, the Dragon Force solo comes in.
And then it looks like he's about to turn into a superhero and, like, start fighting crime. But instead of fighting crime, he's raping women and giving them AIDS.
Because he's Rape Dave.
Yeah, because he's Rape Dave. They're not even particularly evil women. They're just like chicks, like, in his apartment building. He gets to walk by him every day, like, when he's going to work, smiling all happy.
But they don't know he's him, because he's wearing the mustache.
No, they know it's him.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they
but
know
they can't prove it.
Yeah, no, the entire time they know it's him.
But then, like, they wouldn't be so happy, you know, when it's time for regular Dave.
Yeah, but eventually Dave goes and rapes the entire cast. Like,
also, eventually everybody's getting raped.
Eventually everybody gets AIDS, and Dave gets, you know, his dick in him. And, like, towards the end of it, they're all like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, hey, everybody, didn't know it was you.
I was in character.
Yeah, sorry. I was donning my superhero outfit, and well, I'll be damned if there wasn't some collateral damage. Fuck you.
For at least
make
years.
It through the night.
I've read several of your books. I've always held you in high regard and have encouraged others to listen to you as well.
Available now on Amazon.com.
No shit.
My book.
Today's call with the African-American woman with a Caucasian husband who called seeking how to handle racist comments, I'm a bit dismayed. I believe
how?
That African-Americans using the N-word.
The other thing is, what the fuck is that woman calling Dr. Laura to ask on how to handle racist comments? You think Dr. Laura has a lot of experience with... That bitch got her doctorate in, like, physiology or something.
No shit.
I mean, like, what is physiology? I mean, like, as far as, you know, for what she's using her doctorate for.
Well, nothing, but she can use the term doctor.
Well, I know.
At least it's more honest than Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil. Did he get, like, an honorary degree from, like, bumfuck university? Or I mean, like,
Bill Cosby has honorary degrees. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, Bill Cosby asks people to call him Dr. Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that'll be the fucking day. Your honorary degree is worthless.
As well as
fuck
Caucasians
you.
Or any other race for that matter.
You've got a GED.
I agree that the
fuck
argument
you.
That some African Americans use that it is okay for
yeah.
them to
why
do
you,
it and not
wow,
for others is ridiculous.
How do you okay? Pause it again. How do you during an apology
well,
shift the
argument
blame?
That since
she's
some African Americans use the
sentence,
word that it's
read.
Okay to use it and
look,
others
either,
can't use it is ridiculous. It's not clear.
Look, either fucking apologize or don't.
I'm sorry, it's just not clear. Oh, this black guy can't write shit.
I don't fucking get it. How is it that during an apology you shift blame? Either you're apologizing and you're accepting a responsibility, or you're making an excuse for what you did.
Yeah.
It's not an apology if you justify what you did. That's not an apology. That's you making shit up. In the fucking context of what you had said earlier, that's not an apology.
Yeah.
You saying the words, I'm sorry, but black people use it, therefore, you know, it's not really my fault. That's not an apology. That's a goddamn excuse that you happen to use the words "I'm sorry" in it.
I'm sorry, but when my alarm went off, my girlfriend said it was 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not my fault. I
apologize
for your feelings, but at the same time,
I'm sorry that you reacted the way you did to what I said.
Remember when I came to work drunk and I killed all those kids in that bus because I was late to work and I was drunk?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. But you know what? At 7 o'clock in the morning, you're not supposed to have a bus full of kids on the fucking highway.
No.
I mean, what were they thinking?
Why were they even there?
I mean, they got in my way.
I mean, if you really think about it, like, why is anybody anywhere at 7 o'clock in the morning? That's too early.
I know.
You know?
I mean, obviously, my job, those people are pieces of shit. I should never have gone there at 7 o'clock in the morning to begin with. But they forced me to, even though I was drunk, and I told them I was drunk when I got in after I hit the kids.
And really, if you think about it, it's not even my fault I was drunk.
Exactly.
I mean, they should have cut me off a long time ago.
And it's not...
Let's be honest. I'm drunk at 7 o'clock in the morning. Am I totally to blame for that?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
And you know what? It's not my fault that I get drunk after about 17 or 18 beers.
Yeah, no.
You know what? This is genetics. What you're doing is racist.
Yeah.
It's reverse racist.
Of course it is.
It's reverse alcoholist.
I mean, you know. Look, just because the kids on the bus were black doesn't mean I was any more targeting them than if they were white.
Of course not. I was blind, stinking drunk. I couldn't see them.
But if that were the case, maybe the driver, you know.
Maybe he was aiming for me. The driver was fine. The driver was perfectly okay. He wanted this to happen.
Yeah. I mean, if he was of sound mind and body, why did he let me hit him?
Exactly.
Honestly. I mean,
those things have rearview mirrors for a reason.
Yeah.
And he chose not to use them.
Don't they teach defensive driving? I mean, like, shouldn't he have known to, you know, protect his bus from me?
Of course.
He should have switched lanes or something when he saw me coming.
I mean, it's a four-lane highway, for God's sakes. There's a place to go.
You see a drunk guy swerving all over the place? Move the fuck over.
Exactly.
Pull off to the side and wait for me to go by.
My head was on my steering wheel to begin with. He heard my siren. I was screaming at him to move. He chose not to.
You had a siren?
Well, I was passed out drunk on my wheel.
Oh, you were honking the horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going on.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay.
He knew what was coming.
That's as good a warning as any.
Exactly.
Honestly. I mean, you hear the horn
listening to his iPod.
You should say, what's going on? And they tell you, don't listen to your iPod while you're driving.
Exactly.
That's why I'm about to shit my pants.
And he had one at home. How do I know he didn't have one in the car?
I'm about to shit my pants. Well, we need to take a break. I'm going to shit my pants.
Oh, good luck.
Bing, 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 bang. Popcorn.
Oh, my God. That was like 4 or 5 flushes worth.
That was at least a 2-cigarette poop.
Oh, it was so much poop. What were we even talking about? I don't
St. Ferdinand. Know. Nobody fucks at St. Ferdinand.
Yeah, they
There's
do.
Too many little
yeah,
too
they,
many
no,
people.
No,
unless
no.
that's your thing.
Last time I was there with her and her little sister, I swear to fucking God, there was like 18 used condoms everywhere, just lining the goddamn field like little goddamn fish trophies.
Like those luminaries that you do during the cancer walks?
Yep.
Only it's condoms? And
only it's used condoms.
Yeah.
Fucking everywhere. The only way I can understand that, I mean, there's got to be somebody who goes around and picks those up, right?
Well, what
it's
I want to know
it's
is, like,
park.
Who gets done fucking and is like, ah, woo, and, like, throwing your condoms around, like,
what are you going to do, put it in your pocket?
You put it in the trash. You throw it in the trash can. You don't want your splooge, like, hanging out on some street somewhere.
They don't have that many trash cans
I'm protective of my seed.
I think I've watched too many, like, crime shows.
Yeah.
You can't just leave your sperm around. That's,
I know.
You're
people
asking.
Mind that shit.
Right, oh, shit, he murdered and raped a kid.
Yeah. You know?
It's
yeah,
like, oh, no, I just left my condom there. You know?
Why would you do that?
You have no answer to
You
it.
Have no answer. They're like, no, dude, I just got done fucking, and I was thinking, fuck it, somebody will find this and throw it away. No, you don't leave your seed anywhere.
Well, this is in stark contrast to Napier's spread semen everywhere theory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the difference of how we live our life.
Oh, that's right.
And
he
how
said,
he lives his
he
their
said he
life.
Jacked off at your wedding.
I did hear that. That was interesting. No, I heard that. I heard that come out
You
of
said that
mouth.
On the podcast.
Yeah, you went to the bathroom and, quote, my dick was in my hand, so
I thought, hey.
Actually, I think that I included that in the Best of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Volume 1.
I don't even think it was same building, though. I think it was a different building.
Why would you go to a different... You left the wedding to go to a different building to pee.
No, I was going to my car, and then on the way to my car, there was this other building that happened to have a bathroom in it.
This all sounds just like he's making this up right now.
I mean,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
No,
it was a different building. Oh, why are you in this building? Oh, because I was walking to my car.
Well, I had to pee.
And then I saw this building.
Okay, so you parked really far away from
the wedding. There was a shitload of cars there.
So you walked past another building, just a random building on the way to your car. You're like, I'm going to go pee/jack off at this building.
Well, I didn't have plans on jacking off. I had plans on peeing. But it was early in the morning. I hadn't had time to rub out that quick one before the thing. And
that doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
Was it early in the morning?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it was early in the morning for me.
It was like 4 p.m.
I wonder how
the
difficult
reception is, like 7
p.m. for me to go back and who cares? Anyway, yeah.
In my defense, I had woken up like 2 hours before, so that was my morning.
I mean, I can kind of see, like, the spreading. I mean, whenever I go to someone's house and the opportunity arises to sleep in their bed and do my thing, I take it, and I take joy in it, and I think it's funny.
Like,
and I
jacking off at somebody else's house.
No. There has to be someone else. Like, you can't just jack off on someone's couch. That's fucked up.
Are you talking about fucking at somebody's house?
Yeah, fuck on someone's couch, fuck in their bed. That's always funny. That's a good time. But the jacking off makes it seem a little more sad.
It's my little trophies. They're my personal trophies for me.
Huh. It does. I agree with you, though. It does seem kind of, you know, wow.
No, it's my trophy. It is my trophy.
I mean,
it's not that I'm trying
about how I got blown on his couch, you know, whenever we sit on that couch. Be like, hey, remember I got blown on this couch?
Yeah.
But, like, it would be weird if I was like, hey, I jerked off on this couch.
And then it's like,
oh, well.
Poor guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're little trophies for me. They're
it's not for sharing.
Like,
it's like hotel sex, but with like an extra layer of danger. Because you're fucking in somebody else's bed, like somebody that you know's bed.
And I think there's like a bit of like animal territory thing. Like you piss, you know, like
you
piss on it, your territory. I fucked in your house.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
Yeah, I get you.
Ooh. You know I can't see because you got a thing in the way. We gotta move your mouse. There you go.
You know this song.
Nope.
I'm pretty psyched.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate all through the night. Pour the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command. I submit to your desires. I will do anything. Girl, you need only ask. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you when you want me to, and I'll not let go till you tell me to. Oh, girl, relax. Let's go slow. I ain't got nowhere to go, baby. Just gonna concentrate on you. Girl, you ready? It's gonna be a long night. Throw your clothes on the floor. I'm gonna take my clothes off too.
Yeah.
Fuck! I made plans to be within you. Girl, whatever you ask me, you know I can do. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you when you want me to,
and I'll not let go till you tell me to. Baby, tonight is your night, and I will do you right in the vagina. Just make a wish on your night. Anything that you wish, I'll give you the love of your life, your life, your life. I'll make love all through the night. I'll make love. I'll make love. Hold you tight. I'll make love through the night.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Hey everybody, there's like 100 ways to follow us. I'm going to give you all of them. Maybe you're a blog person. Well, wfodix.blogspot.com, that's our blog. If you just like our website, wfodix.podbean.com, that's our homepage. If you're a Twitter person, at wfodix. Maybe you're super anti-technology and you just like to use the phone, 314-266-WFOD. That's 314-266-9363. Or if you just want to email us, wfodix@live.com. See you in hell, faggots!